You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
Okay, this is the Ask Sean edition. This is episode number 14. I made a commitment to doing these every Friday. My goal was to give you a mastermind without you having to pay for it. I have mixed opinions on them. Certain situations, they can be great. I think if you can be in close proximity to the person leading it, and they have the answer to the question you most need to be successful, then spend the money. Because I pay for high-level coaching, but a lot of them is a lot of smoke and mirrors, and you can get that just listening to this podcast. Because if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer, and I'm going to give it to you free. Today, I think will really help you, because one of the biggest problems entrepreneurs make is the ability to make decisions and to make good decisions. And I have found that people that never, you know, that can't make decisions, just never make it as an entrepreneur. There just is a massive roadblock. So the question I had today is that I hate making decisions. I always think they're going to be wrong. How can I make good decisions? Okay, well, we're going to break that down. And by the end of this podcast, you're going to have an absolute blueprint on how you do that. All right, first thing is, how do you make great decisions? So first thing you need to kind of get in your head is that some decisions will never be perfect. I'm going to give you a statement that I use. I made the very best decision I could based on the information I had at the time I made the decision. Sometimes I make a decision and it was right at that moment, and then it wasn't right a month later. I'll give you an example. 2008, I bought a bunch of condos. I bought them in June. The market collapsed in July. It ended up being like a six-year nightmare. It was the right decision in June because at the price I was getting them at, I was like a 20% increase just because I bought it. I got in on an early contract, kind of a special offering. It looked incredible. When the market collapsed, then what they were going to do with these condos, initially they were going to give them to you're going to rent them to grad students at the University of Virginia. Oh, that would have been incredible. Okay, they were going to upscale them. I mean, they did incredible renditions. And I was getting in at like the price they were selling them for, you know, not a very good clientele. Let's put it that way. Market collapses. The person who owns the, 90% of these goes bankrupt. So none of the renovations are made. And we're basically holding crap in our hands. It was the right decision in June. It was a bad decision in July. So I just want to get that out there, that there are no perfect decisions. You make the very best decision you can with the information you have. All right, this is kind of the formula that I use. What is my desired outcome of the decision? Okay, why am I even making this decision in the first place? I mean, is it my decision to make? And what is the outcome? If I'm making this because I want what to happen? I mean, understand why you are making the decision and what is the outcome that you're hoping for. I mean, if it doesn't need to be your decision, pass it to somebody else. So make sure you're the one who needs to make the decision. And second, what is the outcome you want? When I made the outcome in 2008, it was I wanted to flip these condos for a massive return on investment. Okay, guess what? That decision all changed 30 days from then. Then my decision had to become more defensive. How can I rent these without losing my behind? My whole business model changes and I went into renting them to travel nurses. That was nothing I had planned 30 days earlier, nothing even close. But good entrepreneurs pivot. They pivot. They take crap and they turn it into a ham sandwich. Okay, so I had a desired outcome. I knew what that desired outcome was. I was involved in this, so clearly I was the decision maker. We got that out of the way. So what is the outcome you're looking for? Next, can I talk with anyone with the experience who can advise me on this decision? And that's the example of a mastermind that does work. If you're in proximity to people that can help you make decisions because they've made that decision before. When I need to make decisions, I try to, and I look through my podcast guests that I've had over the years, and I've reached out, like once a year to somebody that's a perfect fit. and go, you know, you're on my podcast. You talked about this. You know, I have the exact same situation right now. How can you help me? And they'll, you know, always kind enough to help. So I want to talk with someone, if at all possible, with someone who has experience in the exact same situation, same project that I'm getting ready, that I'm dealing with. Okay. And sometimes the person, okay, may not have experience with it, but they're professional in it. Okay. I'm dealing with an issue right now, intellectual property. So I want to get, I got connected to a great intellectual property attorney. Okay. Now, you know, different decisions require different pieces of advice that you're going to need to get. So I want to talk to somebody smarter than me in regards to this specific decision. They have experience with it. They have knowledge with it. That's what I want. Okay. Does this decision, or what decision, that's probably the better use of it, what decision aligns with my long-term goals? I have to say yes to a lot of things. I mean, let me say it again. I have to say no to a lot of things so I have the time and the focus and the resources, the money. If I say yes to everything, I exhaust my, you know, all the powder I got on the sideline gets used up. So I got to say no to a lot of things so I can say yes to that one thing that really fits with my long-term goals that I have lined out. And that's why it's so important to write your goals down every day. And on Sundays, I write down my long-term, like my five-year goal. Like, this is what I want to have happen. It is bold. It is ambitious. I almost kind of like afraid to leave it out. Like, if somebody read it, they'd think, you know, who's writing this down? This is insane. And I'm shocked how many times it happens, or 80% of it happens, which is still extraordinary. But does the decision that you're going to make, does it align with your long-term goals? Next, does it align with your values? You know, there's certain businesses that I've been offered to get involved in that just did not fit with my values. It was icky. One I just made in the last 3 months that cost me a lot of money getting out of it, but I was going to have to do something that I did not feel comfortable with, and I just couldn't wrap my arms around it completely. So does this decision align with my values? All right, next. I'm telling you how to make decisions. Say, this is how I do it. Write these down. I mean, this is the cheat sheet. Okay, I didn't have this 20 years ago, and I made much worse decisions. What are my options, and what are my alternatives? Options and alternatives. That's what every entrepreneur wants. We love having options. And I say this to my team. Hey, what options do we have? Like, what are all, I call them exit ramps. What are all our exit ramps involved in this decision? And my team will come back, we got this one, we got this one, we got this one. Okay. Is there something completely alternative that we can do? I mean, let's look completely outside the box here. I know this is what we're thinking about. This is what we have on the field. This is what's normal. Do we have any alternatives that we haven't thought about? Options and alternatives. Next. What is the upside and the downside of the decision? Because the upside has to be really good for me at this point. Why? Because one thing I've learned as I've gotten older is my bandwidth in my brain is limited. Like, I used to do decisions based on how much time I had, okay? Or how much, you know, cash I had. Now the decision's typically based on how much, you know, bandwidth I want to give in my brain. I'm only willing to give up this much stress. Like, I only want to take on this much stress at this point. So I make a lot of decisions specifically based on that. So I'm looking at the downside. If the downside can go, you know, is going to be like this or could be like this, you know, if the downside's too down, I'm not in. I'm just not anymore. Because I don't need the crazy win anymore. I don't have to take that level of a risk. In your 20s, mid-30s, have at it. Early 40s, okay, you still got time. But you're going to start finding around 40, you start looking at, you know, the downside a touch differently because you got a little less time to make it back. But I always ask myself, you know, what is the win? What is the loss? Okay? What is the loss? Now I'm going to take it one step deeper. Can I live with the downside? Yeah, it's easy to win with the upside, but can you live with the downside? Well, that'll affect your decision. If you can't live with it, in other words, it'll crush you financially. it'll crush you if this person walks away and you're stuck with this or whatever the case may be. Can you live with the downside? You're like, Sean, man, this person just wanted to learn how to make a decision. How do you make them? This is how you make them. I'm telling you exactly how smart people make these decisions. Okay, next, make the decision and make the decision work until it doesn't work. There you go. I love it. I love the add on there because it's so important. I make decisions fairly fast. I'll get on the phone with whoever I need to fast, or a lot of decisions I can make by myself, but I make the decision and then I joke with my team, we're going to beat this decision into submission. We're going to take the square peg and we're going to beat it into a round hole until we can't anymore, until it doesn't work, until the data tells us we made a bad decision. We're bleeding cash. It's taking our eye off of the main thing that makes us, you know, the money. You know, what got you here? Never forget what got you here. Never let the shiny object distract you from what got you here. So you make that decision, and then you make that decision work until it doesn't. Then you mitigate your losses and move on. Next, if it doesn't work, again, you mitigate your loss. You made the decision. You cut your ties. You get out of it as best you can alive. Then you sit down and you learn from that decision. And you learn everything you possibly can from it. And you look at, you know, in hindsight, what were the options I should have taken? Like, I look back in 2008, and I got a lot of things like that. I'm just using that because it's really easy. At the time, I absolutely made the right decision. I apologize that I did not see a global meltdown and that Countrywide and all these mortgage companies had given away crap loans that nobody knew about. Okay? Not my fault. So let me run through this super, super quick. The question was, I have a hard time making decisions. You know, I'm paralyzed by them. How do I make great decisions? Okay, here is my formula. What is my desired outcome? You know, I'm making this decision. What is my outcome? Can I talk with anyone with experience and knowledge before I have to make the decision? Get good advice if you can. That's not your friends. Let me be clear. That's not your friends or family members, okay, that are negative on everything, that don't want you to succeed. That's people that have, you know, are in this industry, in this space, understand the question, understand the answer that you need, have experience with it. That's a big difference. Does the decision align with your long-term goals, what you're trying to achieve? Okay, you know, does it align? Somebody brought me a financial deal where there was a person and they needed a bunch of money to do a deal. And the deal was so incredible, but this person couldn't do it for decision A, B, C, and D. But I was going to get a crazy return on my money, and somebody reputable brought it to me, and yet I still turned it down. Why? Because it didn't fit my long-term goal. I needed this money for something else I was working on. So even though I would have gotten a nice return on it, it didn't align with my long-term goals. I was trying to build something else. And a quick hidden money was not a part of it. What are my options and alternatives? What is my upside? What is my downside? Can I live with the downside? If you can't live with the downside, don't get in it. Make the decision work until it doesn't work. You make the decision, then you make it work, and then you make it work until it doesn't work. That's why when I do a startup, I have pre-established numbers that it has to hit in a certain time frame because it takes emotion out of it. If it doesn't hit it, I close it up like a pup tent. That's why when I do startups, I don't, you know, I go in very lean, beta test it. I keep my losses to a minimum. Make the decision to, you know, try to make the decision work. And when it doesn't, cut your losses. All right. Learn from the decision. Look and evaluate what were the options you could have taken. You know, just basically learn from it. Learn from it, move on. In this day and age of entrepreneurship, and you're going to take risks, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Hopefully your wins are going to be big. Your losses are going to, you know, get, you know, less and less as you learn and you're going to be all right. But I tell you what, the people that can't make decisions drive me crazy because they can't make the decision on anything. They're the one when you take them to the restaurant and say, what do you want to eat? And they, what are you having? Why do you care what I'm having? You know what I mean? Why do you care what I'm having? But people are like that. So be able to, you know, anybody will tell you that entrepreneurs basically make decisions very fast, very decisive, very decisive. I want to thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I do hope that you learn more in the 10 or 15 minutes you give this podcast than any other podcast on the planet. It does really well, and I think that's why. If you could rate it, you know, subscribe to it, tell five friends about it, that would be the best. It's brought to you by Gig Strategic. I coach on a very limited basis companies that I really think I can help. I have a very simple two-step formula. You know, it's Alex Formosi, we call it the $100 million offer. If I can't help you, I won't take you as a client. If I don't help you, I'll give you your money back. Pretty simple. And if you have that need, you can reach out to Sean at SeanCastorina.com. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We will talk again soon.